Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And He'll never let you down.
Glory to God.
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
God is awesome in this place today.
Amen.
And God keeps His promises.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just take that to the bank this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Well, I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And we want to just thank each and every one of you for being here with us this morning. As you can see, we're on fire for God
Amen.
Today.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to just welcome our visitors this morning and thank you for coming. And
Amen.
Let's give them a hand clap of
Amen.
Welcome this
Praise
morning.
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you will, just raise your hands, visitors, and let our ushers give you a card.
Praise
we just
God.
Want to welcome you today.
Amen.
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 Thank you for coming.
Glory to God.
Thank you for coming.
Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Before I turn it over to Pastor this morning, I want to just speak a word of blessing over you. So just be ready to receive what God has for you today.
Amen.
Amen. I declare in the name of Jesus that you are the head and not the tail. Mm-hmm. You are above only and not beneath. I declare you are blessed coming in and you are blessed going out, and everything you put your hands to prospers in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I declare the Lord loads you with benefits daily, and He causes His blessings to overtake you. I declare wealth and riches are in your house, and you increase more and more. I declare you are the debt-free redeemed of the Lord. I declare you and your family dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Therefore, you are hidden from the evil one. I plead
Lord.
The blood of Jesus Christ over you and your family. And I declare the angels of God surround you and your family and keep you and protect you. I speak over the schools in this area.
Yeah.
I bind the
yeah.
evil one
yeah.
from even stepping foot on
yes.
the property of
yes.
the schools in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
I cover them
yes.
with the blood.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And I call forth the name of Jesus to cover and protect, and the angels go forth
yes.
and cover and protect each child in
yes.
Jesus' name,
yes.
each teacher in the name of Jesus,
yes.
each person
yes.
at these schools are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I declare the Lord guides you continuously.
Mm-hmm.
He orders your footsteps. And you hear His voice, and you obey the voice of the Lord. I declare you are redeemed from sickness and disease.
Yes.
I call your body strong,
yes.
healthy, and whole.
Yes.
Nothing missing and nothing broken. I declare you walk in divine health. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God.
We receive that. Amen.
Praise
That's
God.
A pastoral blessing that she spoke
Praise
over all of us
God.
Today. Amen.
Praise
and you
Lord.
Know, being in that and hearing that over you, I'm telling you, it'll make a difference in your life. It's
yes.
going to cause change in your
yes.
life for the good. Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Well, it is neighbor looking time. We will look at our neighbors and point at our neighbors and smile at our neighbors and say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never be the same again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this service. And Father, I thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. And Father, I pray for revelation knowledge this day for all of us, that we receive revelation knowledge from this word, your word, today. What you want us to receive, I declare in the name of Jesus, we receive it 100% this day. We get the revelation knowledge that you've got in your word for us specifically this day. in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles to go to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. The title of the message today is Prayer Assignments. Y'all got a little too quiet for me when I said that today. Prayer Assignments. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. James 5 and 16 in the King James says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In James 5 and 16, the last part of that verse in the Amplified Classic Edition says, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Now, I'm going to make a declaration today. You have prayer assignments. Well, Pastor, I'm just not all into that. Prayer is just not my thing, Pastor. It's good that you're a pastor and you have prayer assignments, but prayer is just not my thing. Well, that's just not really for me. But what about God? Bonnie said something this morning about eternal minded. What about when we stand before God by ourselves and we have prayer assignments and He's given us those prayer assignments? Some of those prayer assignments are permanent. Some of those prayer assignments are temporary. But every one of us has prayer assignments. Pastor Sharon has prayer assignments. I have prayer assignments. I know a few years ago, I was impressed. We were praying about the children's playground equipment, the money for the equipment, for the equipment itself, getting the right stuff for the children so that the children will be hurt. And we were praying over their safety, the exact location to put it. And I kept having this one person just kept coming up in my spirit. And I went to this lady in the body and I said, I want you to pray over this particular thing. Other people were praying, but I said, I want you to pray about this specifically. And I named what those things were. And every so often, she'd tell me, she said, I'm still praying about that. And I'm still standing on, you know, for that. And then Amy, who's head of our children's ministry, this was a year or so later. She had come to me and she said, she called me and Pastor Sharon on the phone. And she said she had found like a playground that was just perfect for us. And it was like dirt cheap. It was like a third of what it normally was. She said, but it's marked down. It's the last one they got. We have to get this one. And we told her, get it right now. And we knew that was exactly what. Now, you know, you can say, well, that's just a coincidence that you got a good deal on. It's not a coincidence. That was a prayer assignment that was carried out and done. Prayer assignments cause things to happen. I know a few years ago, it dropped into my spirit that one day we'd have a lot. As the church grew, one day there's going to be a lot of prayer groups. And when I say, you know, we have two prayer groups, two main prayer groups. We've got more than that now. But we have two main intercessory prayer groups on Tuesday and Friday. And now we're expanding to little two people groups. And, you know, there's what was put on my heart a few years ago is there's going to be a lot of two or three people groups, prayer groups. And God's going to raise these groups up. And they're going to pray for specific things. They're called for specific things. I'm talking about, like, they're called to pray for the youth, and that's their primary calling. Their primary assignment from God is to pray for youth leaders, for us to have youth leaders, them to pray for that we have youth drawn here. Their primary assignment is to pray for the children's ministry. Their primary assignment is to pray for the finances of the body. I mean, there'll be specific things for the safety of the children in the schools, like Pastor Sharon was praying this morning. But there'll be specific assignments to different ones. Special assignments in prayer. I know now we've got, you know, Wanda and Betty pray over the Wednesday services. They get together and start praying, and we've started other groups. I don't know if y'all have noticed, the Wednesday services are getting like crazy. I mean, they're like crazy. The power of God is crazy in those services now. There are going to be groups that are raised up, that God's going to raise up, that pray over the marriages of the body, that are in the body. And over the unity of the church. God is going to raise up prayer groups. Now, I want you to look around you this morning. Everybody just look around. Now, some of y'all ain't even looking around. Now, how easy was that? Y'all not even doing it. You're looking at the other prayer groups. You're looking at the prayer groups that are around you. And they're looking at the prayer groups in you. Hallelujah. We're all part of the prayer groups that God's raising up. You know, when we get to heaven, God's not going to ask us, well, how big was your house? No, that's of no importance to Him. It's good to have a big house. If you want a big house, that's a good thing. You want a nice car, that's a good thing. But God's not going to say, what kind of car did you drive? You get to heaven, what kind of car was that? Was that a really good one? Wow, I like that name. That was a name brand car. Wow, I like that. Wow, God's not interested in that. I mean, He wants to bless you. If that's what you want here on this earth, He'll bless you with it. But at the same time, that's not what He's concerned about in the eternal light. Well, how much did you have in your bank account? He's not going to ask you, how much were you worth? What was your net worth? He's not going to ask you that. He's going to ask you, He's going to say, what'd you do with those assignments I gave to you? Huh? What assignments is that? Well, I called you to a certain church, and you know, you were supposed to pray things into that church. There were things that were missing, and I wanted you to pray those things in, and there were things that I wanted to happen, I wanted to birth in that church. And so, how did it go? Well, I only went there for 3 months, and then I left. Why is that? Because somebody didn't speak to me when I walked out the door one day, and it made me mad, and I left. So you left the assignment in the place that I gave you, the thing that I'm calling forth now. Where is my assignment? Where is the productivity from the assignment I gave you? Are you telling me you were not productive with the assignment I gave you? Well, I was busy, God. You just don't know how busy I was. Busy, busy, busy. In eternity, those kind of excuses are not going to work. I mean, we're standing before Him alone with just us and Him. Well, it's my wife's fault. It's my husband's fault. It's my parents' fault. Ain't going to work with God. God's going to say, what about you? Now, this is not a condemnatory type message, but I am wanting us to look at things like Bonnie was taking in this sight of eternal. We should take prayer seriously. I'll be honest with you. I don't mean this boast, you know, like bragging or boasting. I don't mean it that way. And please don't take it that way, because that's not my heart. But I know my prayers change things. I know it. And I know my prayers stop things. Stop some things from happening to people, and different things to protect some people. I know that. Evil things and evil assignments against people that the enemy will try, I know that I can pray and it'll stop. Now, I've got confidence in prayer. I have got great confidence in my prayer with God. But I'm telling you, your prayers will do the same things. It's not a pastor's prayers or anything like that, or a leader's prayers that do any different than anybody else's prayers. I'm telling you, your prayers make a big difference. Your prayers change things. They change circumstances. They stop evil assignments of the enemy. Our problem is we don't have the revelation, the revealed knowledge that our prayers are making a difference, because we're listening to the enemy, and he's saying, your prayers are not getting any higher than the ceiling. Your prayers are not doing any good, because he has to shut us up. If he can't shut us up, we will shut him down in what he's doing in our family and against our children and against the things that he's going on. Well, it's not doing any good. You've been doing it for 6 months. What about 6 months and a day? What about 6 months and 2 days? What about 6 months and 3 days? It's making big changes. Things are happening in the realm of the Spirit. It might not be revealed today, but one day it will be revealed. I'm telling you. Your prayers are making a great difference. Your prayers are keeping some of your family members alive when they would have been dead. The whole purpose that God has today is to be like salt. When you get salt, you eat a lot of salty things, you get thirsty. This message is supposed to be like salt. And when you walk out of here today, you're like, oh, I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to pray about that. I'm going to bind that. I'm going to loose that. I'm going to take authority over this situation in the name of Jesus. It's to stir us up to realize God's hearing every word we pray. We should have prayer teams. They're praying for visitors. Father God, we have favor with visitors coming to the church. We have favor with visitors that you've called to this church. We have favor with those visitors coming back and joining this church. We have favor with... Lord, have mercy. We need to pray in the things that are missing. Pray in the people that are missing. Excuse me, pray in the people that are missing. Pray in the people that are missing. Look around you today. There's a prayer assignment for you. God said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Well, Pastor, I just don't have time. And tell that to God. We can't be making excuses about not praying. Stop making excuses and just pray. Some people talk about things more than they do things. You ain't going to talk the devil to death. Pray him. Pray over him. If everybody in this body prayed for 1 week, just over one person in the body, can you imagine the changes that happened in a week? If we were all in unity praying over just one person. I mentioned my mom sometimes. She was the head of our intercessory prayer for years. And she was a prayer warrior. She prayed over this church. She bound the assignments of the enemy against it. She prayed over the people and the families of this church a lot. And see, that's our assignments, to pray over the people and the families. This church was one of her main prayer assignments, this and her family. And she was faithful to pray and let God use her. When Mom passed away, it was about 10 years ago, the first thing I noticed, this is the truth, she provided a great prayer cover. And I didn't realize how much. So much so that things that would have been coming against us weren't. Because you're providing cover. Things that the enemy would do, he can't do. His hands are bound because you've been praying about it. Immediately after she died, I realized we weren't covered in prayer nearly as much after she died. I could feel the difference. There was another lady. She's now also gone home to be with the Lord. Her name was Miss Charlotte McAllister. And one of her prayer assignments every day was me and Pastor Sharon and the members of the body. I've had her tell me many times, well, I prayed for everybody in the body 2 times today. I prayed for everybody in the body 3 times today. I prayed over this situation. I prayed over that situation. She was always praying over something. I remember Benjamin was in the hospital, our son Benjamin. He was in the hospital one time. He was in a surgery. We knew he was going to have surgery, but it was kind of unexpected that it went as long as it did. It was 9 hours. And she was praying for us during that surgery. There was plenty of people praying. But when people were praying, nobody had to tell us they were praying. We could feel it. You know what I'm talking about. If it's ever happened to you, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you just, there's a peace that just, you shouldn't have peace in this situation, but you got peace and nothing. It's not bothering you. This situation is not even attacking you because you are covered. Your mind is covered. Your body is covered. Your emotions are covered in prayer. And you can feel God's fortress of it that's got you covered. Prayers, your prayers make a big difference. I don't know if y'all have ever read it. I was going to bring it this morning. I forgot. There's a whole series of books called Prayers That Avail Much by Jermaine Copeland. If you've never read those books, get one. Read it. It's great. And if you read those books, you're like, how in the world did this lady know how to pray these exacting prayers with these scriptures over these exact situations that she prayed? And what it is she was an intercessor, and people were always asking her to pray. And plus the situations in her own life with her son and her family. She's praying, and you know, as you pray about something, the Holy Spirit, he'll give you more insight. The more you pray, more revelation knowledge comes, and he'll show you how to pray better. Okay, I'll give you a natural example. See, we don't think natural things and spiritual things on the same line, but they are. In the natural, I used to like to take target practice with a pistol. I used to like to just shoot at targets, and, you know, it's just fun to me. It's a blast. But, you know, if you do that a lot, you can get very proficient at it. I'm talking about if you really, really do it, I mean, like, a lot, you can get so good that you can become a marksman at it. I mean, you can hit something from 50 yards, 100 yards, 400 yards. You know, some people can hit stuff over a mile away. I mean, they're snipers. I mean, they can do it. Well, you know, in the spirit, we can be so specialized that we can see something far away that's going to happen to this one or that one. And we see it in, because we're praying, and the Lord shows us ahead of time, this is trying to come in right here. This is trying to come in him right here. Here's the devil's plan right here. And we see it far away, and we say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, boom! And that thing never materializes. You say, well, why didn't that happen? Because we already took it out. You've already taken out things that would affect your family, things that would have killed your family. You've taken out things that you don't know about, that have not been revealed to you yet, but you will. You'll see. We can pray with over certain things with pinpoint accuracy. Stop listening to the lies of the enemy. Your prayers make a huge difference. Philippians 4 and 6, contemporary English says, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Seems like that's what we do. It just seems like that's our life, and I love it. I'm not complaining. I love it. We love to pray. You and I, we have prayer assignments today. We have prayer assignments for this week and this month and this year. You just heard about somebody that needs prayer, so you turned it over to the intercessors. That's good. But did you pray for it? It was brought to your attention first. Why was it brought to your attention first? Because God was saying, that's your assignment. That's one of your assignments right there. Sometimes it shouldn't even get to the intercessors. Please don't take that in the wrong way. Some things should already be, they're already healed, they're already taken care of, they're already off of just life support, and now they're back to the healthy. Before, I mean, because you prayed for it with pinpoint accuracy so quickly, and they were raised up quick. You say, I just don't know what I'd pray. This is our address. I always get it wrong. Our directory, our church directory. It's got the addresses and phone numbers and pictures and family names and birthdays. Matter of fact, if you don't see your birthday up here, it's because you're not in the directory. If you don't ever get a call from anybody or we missed you or something, it's because your phone number or something's not right in here. Okay, that's Charmaine. And y'all, I don't know if y'all can see it. Okay. See, now, undoubtedly, Charmaine, the Lord wants us to pray for you this week. See? Now look at all the people. There's Angel. There's Ken and Betty. Look. Cassandra and Williford. There's Granny. Going, Darlene. This directory's got almost everybody in it. There may be somebody missing, but it's not missing on purpose. As a matter of fact, I need you to get with Ish. And there's some of them missing pictures, and there's some of them missing, you know, the right information. So I just need you to get that updated, if you would. But see, this is a good thing. You can pull this. You can put this on your phone. And boom, you got a prayer assignment every day. Well, I'm gonna just pray for a different person in the body every day, a different family in the body every day. Boom, you can go down this thing. It'll probably take you a whole month to do it. I mean, and a lot of people that are missing, you could just go straight to the ones that you know you haven't seen lately. I'm going to pray for them this week. I'm going to pray for them today. Here's a directory for us to use to pray. The scripture that I've been quoting is Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling. Take your place in prayer. This church is being built and has been built by prayer. It will grow by prayer. This is a praying church. You are called to pray for this church. This is one of your prayer assignments. And God will ask you about it one day. If you're a member here, you're called as part of your prayer assignment. Well, Pastor, that's your job. Well, it's your job too. It's all of our job, amen? You have a prayer supply, and you have a prayer assignment. Whether we take it or not, we've all got it. that scripture that I gave you about my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. That's Isaiah 56:7. Cover your family in prayer every day. Plead the blood. Now, you have permanent prayer assignments that you're to do for the rest of your life. That's some of your family members and some people God may lay on your hearts. But you have seasons of prayer about different ones and different situations that arise. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Cover your trips. Cover them in prayer so that you know the whole trip is covered before you go. You know that you'll go out safely and you'll return home safely. You know that before you go because you've covered it in prayer before you go. Now this is I've never had this happen like this, or might have had it happen and I didn't realize what it was. This is a word of knowledge that I got when I was studying. And I said, you can't do it that way. It has to be on the spot. I can't write down a word of knowledge. And the Holy Spirit showed me He can do it any way He wants to do it. And I don't tell Him how it's done. Okay, so this scripture is a word of knowledge for somebody in here today. Malachi 4:6. And He'll turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. Pray that scripture over the restoration of family relationships that are broken. That's the word of the Lord for somebody in this body today. And that's Malachi 4:6. Your prayers can affect the weather. Your prayers can stop premature death. Your prayers can cause restoration in relationships. Your prayers can cause peace in situations where there is no peace. Your prayers can cause financial breakthroughs to flow. Boy, I got a lot more. But I don't feel like I'm supposed to. I think Pastor Sharon's supposed to come. Something up. Glory to God. Trust me, I have a lot more. Chuck just got mighty silent when you said that. Glory to God. You might be over here. And it's not on either, is it?
Hello? Is anybody home? Oh, praise the Lord. God is good, isn't He?
Amen.
Amen all the time. That was an awesome word from the Lord this morning. And we're going to put in our hearts, we're just going to make a decree to our God in our hearts that we are going to be sensitive to our prayer assignments. Amen. Because we all want to be used of God.
Amen.
And that is one way that we can all be used. Everyone is called to prayer. Amen. It's not just a select few, but all of God's children are called to prayer.
Amen.
And we want to be the ones that make a difference in somebody's life.
Amen.
Don't we?
Yes.
Amen. We don't all. We're not all good at going out and witnessing, as some people are. But we can pray people in, amen?
Amen.
We can pray that laborers will be sent across their pathways to minister the good news of the gospel to them, amen? And people will come to God through our prayers. People will be delivered through our prayers. People will be healed through our prayers. We will make a difference in our prayers, amen?
Amen.
God is awesome, isn't He?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I told Pastor, the devil did not want this message to go out this morning. Amen. Pastor was fought all day yesterday when he was praying and studying for this message today. And then when we got to to drive out of our, we've got a gate around our front of our house or our whole house. And our gate would not open. It's an electric gate. Our gate would not open this morning. And so we had to call and get somebody to come pick us up. But praise God, He got us here. But I said the enemy did not want this message to go out because our prayers do make a difference.
Amen.
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 So give God another hand clap of praise.
Glory to God.
And get Ashley.
Glory to God.
Will, please. Praise God. I just want to speak another word of blessing over you. So just receive this morning. Father God, I just thank you, Father God, for your people this morning, that they have had a hearing ears and hearts that have received your word this morning, Father God. And we thank you, God, that you just bless each and every person, Father God. Go with them, Father God, and keep them and protect them and their families, Father God. We thank you. Father, you are a good God. And Father, we thank you, Father God, for all your goodness. Father, we thank you. You woke us up this morning, and you got us here this morning, Father God. And you have provided for us and our every needs, and you don't let us down, Father. And we give you all praise and glory for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
praise
to God.
Praise God.